As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Three more head coaches were introduced on Thursday, including Jesse Minter with the Ravens, Joe Brady and the Bills, and Robert Saleh with the Titans. Ravens' new head coach, Jesse Minter, saying he wants the Ravens to be known as physical, tough, and relentless, adding, quote, when teams put the tape on, I want them to see a team that is connected and playing for each other. Elsewhere, Bills' new head coach, Joe Brady, saying, quote, I didn't want to be a head football coach. I wanted to be the head football coach of the Buffalo Bills. He added, quote, I didn't take this job to shy away from expectations. No one rises to low expectations. I want what the city wants. Meanwhile, Robert Saleh says he will call plays in Tennessee, which he didn't do with the Jets, adding, quote, when I didn't call plays, I felt like I was the timeout and red flag guy. Saleh also saying he wants his team to play fast and violent. And the Eagles are hiring former Packers quarterbacks coach Sean Mannion as their new offensive coordinator. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Presented by Robinhood.
He crosses, spins, pulls up.
The Robinhood prediction markets buy or sell your predictions all game long. No house odds, just you versus the market. Put your sports IQ to work. Trade every shot, block, steal, run, and moment that shifts the game. With Robinhood prediction markets, trade every play. Visit Robinhood.com/predict to start trading. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health question.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Supervisor Jimmy Paulding releases statement on Truth Act form. Public hearing for cannabis operations in Paso Robles scheduled. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Supervisor Jimmy Paulding has released a statement on the Truth Act form held earlier this week in the Board of Supervisors meeting. Paulding thanks everyone who participated in the hearing, as they received more than 4 hours of public comment. Paulding summarizes Sheriff Ian Parkinson's explanation of their role with ICE and how they do not participate in immigration enforcement, nor do they assist ICE in the field. Paulding then discusses ICE-free zones, saying, quote, local governments cannot legally prohibit federal immigration agents from entering publicly accessible spaces. But he does acknowledge that the county can prohibit county-owned facilities from being commandeered by the federal government for purpose of immigration enforcement activities. Paulding says, with regards to ICE-free zones, I believe it is irresponsible and potentially dangerous to establish policies that set false expectations in our communities when they are legally unenforceable. Paulding says in his statement, he supports law-abiding immigrants and local law enforcement. I am deeply concerned about the federal immigration tactics we have seen across our nation, which I believe are dangerous, he says. He then summarizes the actions voted on by the board unanimously in the meeting. The city of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. The hearing will be held February 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code will allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. The proposed amendment could establish a firm cap of three such businesses and will update and expand definitions in the municipal code for consistency with state law and clarity. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting in person or participate remotely. Highway 46 single lane closure for PG&D Highline Project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. PG&D will be continuing their Estrella Highline project in February, which will result in a single lane closure on a segment of Highway 46 East. The closure will affect the 46 between Highway 101 and Buena Vista Drive. Closures will be held February 4th and 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., then again on February 8th and 22nd from 6 to 10 a.m. Travelers should expect some delays during these times. Two goal-setting workshops are scheduled for the city of Atascadero this weekend. The meetings will be held today and on Saturday the 31st in the city council chambers. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 p.m. and will review upcoming and ongoing projects and improvements for economic and community vibrancy and on zoo operations. The next workshop will commence again Saturday at 9 a.m., continuing from the Friday meeting. City of Atascadero also announced they'll be holding a workshop to gather feedback and input on short-term rental regulations. The city is considering adopting new rules and regulations to promote responsible and safe operations of short-term rentals in the community. The city is looking for feedback from community members, neighbors, short-term rental operators, and any other interested individuals. The workshop will take place Thursday, February 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Atascadero City Hall. Staff will be available to answer questions and share information at the workshop. The County District Attorney's Office will be holding a free three-part seminar today on real estate fraud. The seminar will help professionals and the public learn how to identify, prevent, and respond to fraud. A release from the DA's office outlines how the latest scheme works, involving a scammer impersonating legitimate property owners in San Luis Obispo County and asking for unsuspecting real estate agents to list the property for sale. The seminars start at 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors chambers in downtown San Luis Obispo. In sports, for the NFL, the Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 8th. KPRL's broadcast will start at 9 a.m. and the kickoff is at 3:30 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the 76ers beat the Kings 113-111, the Timberwolves over the Thunder 123-111, the Suns beat the Pistons 114-96. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Wizards, the Warriors will go against the Pistons, the Clippers will face the Nuggets, and the Kings will go against the Celtics. In California news, The California Supreme Court has ruled a new standard for police to charge a driver with an open container violation. This new ruling is for marijuana, where police must find marijuana in a usable quantity, in imminently usable condition, and readily accessible to an occupant for a driver to be charged with an open container violation. The U.S. Department of Education announced they have found that a California Department of Education's policy to be in violation of federal law. The CDE policy in question is one where California schools are not required to inform parents of their child's gender transition or identity. The Department of Education has ordered the CDE to resolve this violation. A girls' hockey team from Santa Clara, California, was involved in a fatal crash in Colorado on Thursday. The incident occurred just before 9 a.m. Colorado time on Interstate 40 in Clear Creek County. A van carrying 10 people, including three members of the ice hockey team, collided with a Colorado Department of Transportation snowplow. The driver of the van was killed, and eight people were injured in the crash, with two adults in serious condition. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. When you hear about just how little of the food dollar goes to the farmer, you might wonder why we can't just cut out some of the middlemen. Well, there are a lot of answers to that question, but a big problem is scale. Creamco Meats founder Clifford Pollard hopes to bring more of that scale to aggregate smaller producers in order to make sustainable meat more economical.
When you start getting into those slaughterhouses that can take a full truckload, usually there's an advantage when it comes to technology, food service interventions, professionalism around packaging, labeling, et cetera. And you really want to have that benefit from beginning to end. They tend to provide a better finished good for us to then work with to further manufacture. So scale really helps for that. But also scale is really beneficial on the end user side, on the customer side. Like we have a contract with the California University System, and they're looking for a super high velocity of regenerative grass-fed stew, for instance. Well, there's not going to be one singular grass-fed, grass-finished regenerative ranch that could provide the whole UC system with all the stew they're looking for. But when you start to pool together three, four, five different providers, all of a sudden you have enough scale.
Again, that's Clifford Pollard of Creamco Meats.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening February 12th to 14th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations. With in-person inspections available, choose from agriculture equipment, construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Tulare to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Tulare.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California delegates to the American Farm Bureau Federation succeeded in advancing several changes to the organization's policy on water use and table wine. AFBF adopted all four of the policy changes that California Farm Bureau submitted to the delegate process during the 107th AFBF Annual Convention in Anaheim, January 9th through the 14th. The policies approved at the meeting will direct the nation's largest general farm organization in its legislative and regulatory efforts in 2026. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas, who is an AFBF voting delegate, praised the months of work by Farm Bureau members and staff to identify policy areas that needed discussion and change at the national level. "Our members' participation influences policy on key issues that affect their businesses and livelihood," Douglas said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Sunshine this morning, then becoming partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the mid to upper 30s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid 70s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday. Low 70s Sunday and Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at K. Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are under pressure. The producer price index for December is suggesting inflation nudged higher, up 0.5% at the wholesale level and up 3% for the whole year. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose 0.7%, up 3.3% on an annual basis. President Trump's pick for Fed chair is Kevin Warsh, who served on the Fed's Board of Governors from 2006 to 2011. Apple shares are down 0.5%. Its holiday sales were the best in more than a decade, though investors are concerned about higher costs. Colgate-Palmolive shares up more than 3.5% on a better-than-expected quarter. It lost money, but that was related to expenses at its skin health business. Otherwise, sales were up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hi, Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darcia and Kenny on Open Mic Friday. Then tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country. And Diane, a couple hours of wheeling and dealing on the country store. Got car issues. Jimmy can help you from 9 until 10. Jump into 7 o'clock on Saturday night in the spotlight with Gary Brill on the jukebox. Elvis. Elvis, Elvis, Elvis. So enjoy all that here on The Right Choice.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. It required a special man of God to minister to wild frontier towns. There were few towns as wild as Tombstone, Arizona, and there were few ministers who were capable of bringing God to that town than Reverend Peabody. In 1882, two of every three Tombstone businesses were saloons or gambling dens. Few of the 4,000 residents were interested in attending church, and churches were usually a tent with the sound of honky-tonk pianos in nearby saloons drowning out the minister. All of this changed on January 28, 1882, when Reverend Endicott Peabody arrived in town. Reverend Peabody was an Episcopalian minister, educated back east and in England. But he wasn't a typical minister. He weighed around 200 pounds and enjoyed boxing and baseball. While not tending to his parish, Peabody umpired baseball games and refereed boxing matches. While the Episcopal women held raffles for the building fund and their husbands worked on the church, Peabody solicited donations on both sides of Tombstone's deadline. He went into a hotel casino, walked up to a high-stakes poker game, introduced himself, and asked for a donation for the church. One player handed over $150 in chips and told everyone else to do the same. The local musical society put on the opera HMS Pinafore, with the proceeds going to the church building fund. It raised $250 because saloons bought a lot of tickets that were never used. 6 months after Reverend Peabody arrived, St. Paul's Episcopal Church was completed. And right after that, Peabody went back to Massachusetts. St. Paul's is still in Tombstone and is one of Arizona's oldest Protestant churches. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Unwind with Social Hour at Cella Restaurante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room! I can't stand rats in my room!
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. This will be held February 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment will allow for the operation of 3 non-storefront delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. 2 goal-setting workshops are scheduled for the city of Atascadero this weekend. The meetings will be held today and Saturday from the 31st in the city council chambers. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 and will review upcoming and ongoing projects, improvements for economic and community vibrancy, and on zoo operations. The Saturday meeting will continue from this starting at 9 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s, it's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. A deal to avert a partial government shutdown stalls in the Senate and the House isn't in D.C.
Unfortunately, at this point, it is looking like a partial government shutdown is going to be inevitable. The only question is, how long is it going to be? Is it just going to be a weekend sort of thing, or can it potentially go further than that?
Fox's Bill Malusian on Capitol Hill. Former CNN host Don Lemon arrested by the feds Thursday night in connection with the protests inside a Christian church January 18th, St. Paul, Minnesota. His attorney, Abby Lowell, called it an unprecedented attack on the First Amendment. Lemon, now an independent journalist, covered the protests. Anti-ICE demonstrators outside the Whipple Federal Building in Minneapolis. Activists called for a national shutdown, no work, no school, no shopping, to stop funding for ICE. America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Do you look your best? Just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. All right, sun and clouds, low 70s on your Friday. Couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. Some clouds in the morning, mainly sunny in the afternoon on your Saturday with highs in the mid 70s. Sunday, we should be in the low 70s. Same on Monday, mid 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday. Mid 70s, sunny with some clouds a week from today, no rain. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7.05 a.m., 5.29 p.m. We are at 41. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, and they are the replacement window masters. Darcy and Kenny this afternoon, 12.30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Indeed, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL.
Boom, boom, boom. My body, my body, my body,
my body. Now, the up call me
the Morning Exchange.
But my real name is
KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
You had the question about... What happens if a passenger in your car has an open container?
Yes.
I have the answer to this.
Well, I knew you would.
This happened to the son of a friend of my mother right on Spring Street in Paso Robles. The police pulled him over. Passenger in the car had an open container. He got a ticket for an open container. He went home, told his parents, and they said, you fully deserve the ticket. You had an open container in the car. You could have handed it to him or set it on the floor. It doesn't matter. It's an open container. And they told him he was... never to carry alcohol in the car unless they directed him to, and it was sealed containers locked in the trunk. Fortunately, he was to go to court December 27th. The judge called that he didn't have to come in. And his parents told him he was one lucky cuss of a kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So nothing happens to the driver, though, just the person who had it.
No. The driver got the ticket
because
there was an open container of alcohol in the car.
That's okay.
Crime.
I misunderstood. Thanks for correcting me.
Anyway, as a result of this, he never started drinking, and he stopped giving rides to his friends. And the kid who had the open container, he never apologized.
Well, the guy, thinking as a guy here, is that the guy... who had the beer should have paid the fine for his buddy.
Yeah, but anyway, the judge called because it was December 27th.
Right.
Told him he didn't need to come in.
Hmm. Okay.
But it changed his entire life. And since I heard of it, I never carried alcohol in my car either.
Mm-hmm.
And, he had just gotten his license and was in his parents' car.
Well, he would have been underage anyway, right?
No, for a driver's license, he was okay, but he did break the...
No, underage as far as having alcohol.
Yeah, he was open container
okay.
In the vehicle.
All right.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, good. I guess you can say good timing, considering it was December 27th for the judge date. All right, well, thank you as always.
Thank you, and God bless.
Yeah. Okay. Chris.
Are you going to ask me a question about alcohol?
No.
What is it?
If you have a bottle or a can
sure.
of whatever it is, and you don't have cups available, are you letting your buddy have a sip of that?
No, probably not.
No, not at all. Not at all. Especially a beer. Hey, can I have a sip of your beer? Are you out of your mind? That's not going to happen. I mean, do you even want to share French fries with your buddies? No. Not doing it. Not at all. All right, good morning. Hi, good morning. All right, let's see here. In Kevin, in California, passengers are generally prohibited from drinking alcohol in a vehicle, whether it's moving or parked, due to open container laws. However, exceptions exist for passengers in vehicles for hire, like taxis, limousines, where drinking is allowed. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Got a couple more emails in here. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Fine, thank you.
I'm calling. It's not a major problem like ICE or Proposition 13 or anything, but it's a concern for me. I live above the walking trail on Bambalay. I'm an elderly person, and one of the few things I can still do for exercise is walking. And I loved the trail, and it was one of the buying points for my house. But lately, the last couple of months, there have been an influx of e-bikes on the trail. Mm-hmm. This is not allowed. There are signs that say no motorized vehicles. And these bikes have no concern for the people walking, for the most part. And I'm sure one of these days there's going to be an accident, mm-hmm. either to the bike rider or the person walking with their dogs. And I just wonder if anyone else is concerned as I am.
Are most of these people on the e-bikes adults or children?
Most of them are children.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you called the Paso Robles police?
Yes. And several of us, I think, have called. But nothing happens. In fact, I don't know if it was an adult or a kid, pulled one of the signs that was at the head point of where you go into the walking trail, pulled the sign out.
Well,
it's laying on the ground.
Now, I realize you don't want to get into any altercations, but has anybody thought about taking pictures of these people?
Yes, I think one of the ladies above, that lives right above the trail, she and her husband have tried to take pictures.
Well, you don't want to get in harm's way, but if they're taking pictures...
No.
No, but if you're taking pictures from a distance as opposed to closer up, especially if the kids see you taking the picture...
Right.
That may be a little bit of intimidation because I know what you're... we used to live in that area. Ma'am, can you turn your radio down, please?
That would be a little bit of intimidation.
Oh, I thought it was. Sorry.
No, it's not. Okay, when we used to live in that area, I used to ride my bike with our son over there all the time, and it was fun. But my... I took a picture of a kid who used to be speeding down the block, and I was not right in front of the car, but I was off to the side, and I never I never saw him again after that.
Oh. Well, these kids are pretty bold.
Well, all it takes is one or two, and then the word gets out. All right, I think she's gone. Yeah. Again, you know, she said that she's older and so forth, and that's a pretty nice area over there. Yeah, you know, maybe have somebody a little bit younger and stuff go down there and take some pictures almost point blank. And if they ask, and we're sending them to the police. You're not supposed to be doing this. Okay. Let's see here. On the... The text, the school board will allow Netta Perkins to continue teaching. You may remember she had the text about Charlie Kirk. And they're saying, I remember the school board or somebody, a mouthpiece for the district that, well, it's her private social emails. You could do that. And, well, we've seen other people around the country, teachers and nurses on their private say stupid things and they're gone. Apparently not in California. That doesn't happen. All right, another email here. Kevin, cars, I hear Ford is bringing back the Edsel. You heard wrong. Ford is not bringing back the Edsel. It's something that just went on social, whatever, the social media and stuff like that. They have no plans to bring back the Ford Edsel. It's, historic for its failures. Or it's the mass marketing didn't work, and it was just a advertising failure. I don't know if the car was good or not. I always thought it was a nice looking car, you know, that late 50s look and so forth. But speaking of that, so what are some of the worst cars? Well, this is from the 70s at least, which there were a bunch of just. You know, that's I always think the American car manufacturers of the 70s were the reason that Toyota and Datsun exploded, because America just put out junk. All right, so here are some examples of the infamous 70s cars. Not necessarily in order. The Ford Pinto. Yes, indeed. The AMC Gremlin, the Chevrolet Vega, which my brother had one of those, the Ford Mustang, the AMC Pacer, those just to name a few of the worst cars of the 1970s. I'm sure there is more. I remember the, I had a buddy in high school who had a Gremlin. No, it was one of the girls in high school there in Louisville. She had a Gremlin. I think that was the one that was all windows. Not good taken to a drive-in. Not good taking to a drive-in. Let's see some other cars that are on the list here of some of the worst. The Yugo. Gosh, remember those? The Edsel's on the list. The DeLorean's on the list. The Cadillac Cimarron. I vaguely remember those. Anyway, those are just some, according to a list. You know, you do these things and they pop up and so forth. Some of the worst of all time. I guess was the Nash Rambler considered a bad car? I know my dad had a Rambler. He ended up selling it for $50. It was a piece of junk. My mom forced him to get rid of it because she said, I have three kids and I'm not driving around, in this thing anymore. That forced him to buy his first new car. All right. The Chevrolet Corvair. Now, was that a bad car or was it just the publicity? Now I realized there was something with the, I forget actually what it was, but Ralph Nader scrutinized it. But I think they look pretty good. So, but I don't know, you know, why, or I forget the reason why it is always, not always, but a lot of times on the list of one of the worst vehicles of all time. Chris, you haven't had many vehicles, have you?
Nope, just my Malibu.
Okay, so you don't know what it is to have a bad car.
I guess not.
Okay, so you're lucky. You're lucky. I have never had a bad car. Never. Now, obviously it wasn't something that, you know, hot or anything like that, but I guess the point is a bad car would be considered something you have a lot of trouble with.
Right.
Okay. Then I've been very, very lucky. I've never had a vehicle that had trouble. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Hi, good morning. I want to tell you why Ralph Nader hated the Corvair. He also hated the VW Bug. That's because the engine was in the rear and the gas tank was in the front. And he felt that that would be an explosion in a, front accident, head-on collision. It would explode. But otherwise, the Corvair was actually very reliable, and they only built it for 9 years, from 60 to 69. And then he got rid of the Volkswagen Bug, unfortunately, but they kept building them in Mexico and bringing them into America. So
that's
all good.
The VW was all my Uncle Warren would buy. He loved those things.
I did, too. I absolutely loved the VW Bug, but I bought it when I was really, really young, and I bought it because it was the least expensive car on the road that I could purchase with my limited funds. And that was in June of 1972, and the car was 2 years old, mm-hmm. and it was only $1,500, so I could afford that. That was why I bought it, and I loved it. I had it for 35 years.
I had a buddy in high school who had a VW as well, and the thing just ran.
Yep, it ran because it was engineered to be very simple to maintain. Anybody could do it. They had that book, VW Maintenance for Dummies. Remember that? The Idiot Guide to VW Beetle Maintenance. Yeah.
I think the only thing that was on the dashboard was a speedometer and maybe the gas, and then the I forget where the heater was, but and then, the four on the floor.
Right, and the thing that made it so easy, it was air-cooled, so there was no radiator, there were no hoses, there was no liquid going all over the place. So that was a whole section of maintenance that didn't require antifreeze or any of that stuff, and, didn't have to change your hoses. You change the belt, like the one and only belt, only had one belt, change that every 100,000 miles. It was just really simple.
Yeah.
And, of course, who designed that. That would have been Ferdinand Porsche back in 1935 under Hitler's orders to create a people's car. It was one of his campaign promises, as you might remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not that old, but all right. Well, okay, thanks. Bye.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Okay,
bye-bye.
It says here, my first car was a 62 Corvair. Kept it into law school until the hills of San Francisco killed the clutch. Not unsafe if you had the tire pressure correct because engine and back. Great car I could work on myself. Another one here. My dad was a truck driver, and he said that one of the cars that he saw a lot of accidents was the Corvair. Evidently, they flipped over very easily. Bad design. Well, I guess you get used to your vehicle because it looks, they look pretty wide and low, and it, from on the outside, this looked like, okay, this would be a stable vehicle. I've seen, the car shows we have around here, I've seen some of the older ones, especially the convertibles. I think they're good-looking cars. I don't know if they were, it was a takeoff on the Volkswagen or not, but I wonder what Ralph Nader would think of the electric vehicles and the battery concerns with fires now. All right, well, cars. Americans, we love cars and like to look at them, like to drive them, et cetera, et cetera. So we are done, though, for this week here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. PG&E will be continuing their Estrella Highline project in February, which will result in a single-lane closure on a segment of the 46 East. The closure will affect the 46 between Highway 101 and Buena Vista Drive. Closures will be held February 4th and 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., then again on February 8th and 22nd, 6 to 10 a.m. The county DA's office will be holding a free part seminar today on real estate fraud. The seminar will help professionals and the public learn how to identify, prevent, and respond to fraud. The seminars start at 9 a.m. with continuing until 2 to 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, Darcy and Kenny this afternoon, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Pure Country tomorrow morning at 6:05, then Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in, talking about cars, and Gary Brill will have Elvis in the spotlight. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops of small business. Keep the cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.